So what exactly is advertising? Let us take one definition. Advertising is any controlled form of non-personal presentation and promotion of ideas, goods, or services by an identified sponsor that is used to inform and persuade the selected market. This definition seems very long-winded, but if we examine it in detail, it will tell us exactly what advertising is. First, let us examine what is meant by controlled form. In the business situation, the advertiser pays for the ad. Therefore, he has control over the contents of the ad. This shows us that advertising is different from publicity, such as information about a product in a news story. In this case, the information can become negative or positive as the firm has no control. Advertising is non-personal presentation. What does this mean? It means that advertising does not mean bringing the information to the consumer personally. It is not like personal selling. If the advertiser wants to bring the product to a mass audience, personal selling would obviously be too expensive. The definition of advertising we have used refers to ideas, goods, or services. This shows that advertising is not restricted only to goods, but also includes services, such as banking, for example, and ideas, such as a general corporate image which a firm wants to project. The term identified sponsor in our definition shows that the person paying for the ad wishes to be known. A firm who was advertising a product or service would be wasting their money if they did not identify themselves. Why should a firm advertise a new car, for example, without saying who makes it or where it can be bought? At the end of the definition, we hear that advertising is aimed to inform and persuade the selected market. Advertising aims to inform in that it tells of the existence of a product or of some new qualities which it has. Ads also attempt to persuade in that they do not only want to tell the consumer about a product's existence, they also want to persuade him that he needs to buy it. From the term selected market, we realize that advertising is not aimed at everyone. Once the potential market has been selected, the advertising is designed to appeal to that market segment. Not only the advertising content is determined by the target market, but also the media used for the advertising.